Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Earlier this week, we featured Spencer County farmer Sandy Deutsch, who with husband George farm in Spencer County, operating a CSA program, community-supported agriculture. Today, we check in with Sharon Spencer, director for the State Ag Department's Direct Farm Marketing Division, on growth of CSAs.
We've got about 63 CSAs this year. There's still a few of them that's in their registration period and still taking contracts and offering shares and everything to customers.
At its heart, a CSA is a source for the freshest, locally grown produce you can get, and for the farmer, provides a little bit of sales security.
What a CSA offers, it's a contract. It's an agreement between the customer and between the farmer. The farmer agrees to provide the customer a share, a weekly share of products, and it can be any size from a single share all the way up to a family share. The big thing for the farmer is it provides funding and everything up front because it is a contract that's signed with the customer and the farmer, and it provides some capital money to use. That way they don't have a lot of out-of-pocket expenses. There's still a lot of out-of-pocket expenses, though, on the farm, but this provides them with customers already for the season, so they know they can kind of go on and plan ahead.
Coming up, we'll have a CSA website for you. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA, for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
The Kentucky Ag Department's Sharon Spencer says their website offers plenty of information about various CSAs, locations, contacts, service area. They're not for everybody, but they are building a strong customer base.
It's not going to provide you with all of your grocery needs, but it is going to provide you with fresh, locally grown produce. And again, like I said, some others, you may get meats, you may get eggs. One gentleman that I was talking to one time when he was picking it up at a farmer's market, he said it's almost like a present. He said it's like a Christmas every time I come and pick up my CSA because I kind of know what I'm going to get, but I really don't. So I'm kind of surprised. And they said sometimes the producer even throws in a couple of extra bonus items for me.
Some also do value-added products from jams and jellies to homemade baked goods. Some even do flowers and herbs. That website is kyagr.com and just click on CSA. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.